Yeah, this embargo is really, really impacting, and it's inflicting suffering on the elderly and the most vulnerable people in our society. And sadly, there's 226 elderly people who've been approved for Hope Help and Ours who are still waiting to get the help that they need. And I just don't think that's acceptable. And I think as we go into the budget, I think on a cross-party basis, we should all agree that it should be a threshold of decency to which there should be no more cuts below that. That we should really, as a society, be judged on how we treat the most vulnerable. And this really isn't acceptable. But even more so than that, it's economic common sense to fund Home Help Hours. The average home help per week would cost €165 per person. If you compare that to €5,992 for somebody who's in hospital for a week, or €1,048 for somebody that's been in a nursing home, it just makes sense. It's, as well as being the preferred option for the people who need this care and for their families.
Now, we do know that budget preparations are firmly underway. We are expecting the details of the budget to be released next month. Time is really of the essence here to maybe have all the parties come together and to try and really put the pressure on the government here.
Absolutely. There should just be unanimous support across the board from all parties. I don't think anybody could stand over the fact that an elderly, a vulnerable person is left in their home by themselves, unable to care for themselves. I just don't think that would be acceptable. And I'm sure that no party political representative could ever stand over that. So I would hope that we can get agreement on this, and as the budget is released, that we finally address this and look after the most vulnerable people in our society.